I've got a really great question. This is from Danny Farrelly. This is for you, Peter. And I'm sure some people might have seen this done on YouTube or something like that. So there's a myth, or maybe it's not a myth. If you put your car fob, you know, your kind of car key to your head, it expands the locking and unlocking range of your car when you press the button.
I thought you were going to say expand your mind.
I've tried this and I couldn't really get it to work, but Danny has apparently tried this and it works. And he says, "Why does this work?" in capitals. And would it work for other things? So does this work and what's going on?
I haven't tried it myself, but I've asked a number of people. And as you say, if you go onto YouTube, you'll find Clarkson, for instance, trying it a few years ago. So there's no doubt it does work. Why does it work? Now, there are two potential ways of looking at this. One is that it's a technical one, which is the cavity, which is usually your head, say, or your chest, is acting as either a resonator of some form at the frequency that it's sending at, or it's acting as a ground plane. So, and there is quite a lot of evidence that might be true. But if you look also a bit deeper, it may just simply be that you're raising it higher up. It's further from the ground, and therefore the distances. And so there's no direct proof of either of those being correct.
See, that's your problem, Kat. You're a little bit close to the ground.
I am too close. Or, alternatively, my head is so full of brain that that's why it doesn't...
It's attenuating.
As you point out, the transmitted power from a little keyless remote is massively less than a mobile phone. So you're not actually endangering your brain cells in doing this.
It's good to know.